This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:07. You're with Kelvin and Hezriel on the Evening Edition, and we're now following up with the ongoing investigations into the Al Jazeera documentary and its potential impact on media freedoms. So the latest development is that the police carried out office raids on three broadcasters, Al Jazeera, Astro, and Unify TV. This is, of course, part of investigations into the documentary Locked Up in Malaysia's Lockdown, which questioned the government's treatment of migrants during the MCO.
That's right. And they were done with search warrants granted by the Kuala Lumpur Magistrate Court and Sepang Magistrate Court. Police officers seized computers and equipment allegedly used for production and recorded additional witness statements.
Yeah, so while the initial probe received backlash, the raids are being seen as an escalation against press freedom. Al Jazeera's HQ in Qatar condemned the raid as an attack on press freedom as a whole and called the investigations criminal. And in Parliament, Sapute MP Theresa Kok asked why the government is investigating the media and not the reports on the alleged mistreatment of migrants.
So we're going to be speaking with Wathchala Naidu later from the Centre of Independent Journalism right after this. But we also did contact the police for their comments, and they said that investigations are ongoing at the moment. So they also confirmed the media reports on the raids and that statements were recorded. Once investigations are concluded, they'll submit the papers to the public prosecutor, who's the attorney general, and he'll decide on the next course of action.
Yeah, so beyond these investigations, I think we are currently seeing a trend where some amounts of press freedom have been stifled. You know, we've seen recent investigations into journalists from the South China Morning Post, as well as other publications as well. So it's not really painting the best picture, despite some assurances from Dato' Sri Saifuddin Abdullah that the government does want to maintain press freedom and making sure that everyone can express themselves freely.
Yeah, and I think it's even more concerning, I think, in light of the progress that the country's made with regards to existing laws and how we've been perceived to be more, you know, press freedom friendly. Last year, the Senate was able to repeal the Anti-Fake News Act, and there were steps to form a media council with the MCMC, with leaders from the media industry. So I think the messaging comes at a time when just as everyone is when reforms are picking up momentum, right? These things are starting to become roadblocks. And I think, Sepute MP Theresa Kok's comment in Parliament really speaks to me on why the allegations of the mistreatment of migrants are also not being investigated. And I think when it comes to looking at the fuller, the full picture, everything should be considered and thoroughly looked at. And not just, just one side of the story, which I think has been the main sticking point for a lot of people.
After this, we're going to be speaking with the Centre for Independent Journalism, so stay tuned for that. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Because freedom matters, BFM 89.9.
It is 7:15 on the Evening Edition. You're with Kelvin and Hezriel, and we are looking at the ongoing investigations into the Al Jazeera documentary and what impact it will have on media freedoms. We're now crossing over to Wathchala Naidu, Executive Director at the Centre for Independent Journalism. Wathchala, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, happy to be here.
So raids on media offices have happened in the past. Can you talk to us about the effect they have had on media organizations?
I think if we're to look at the past and also what happened yesterday with regards to the raid was carried out at the Al Jazeera office, Apple and Unify TV. But this is a serious crackdown, and we're really disturbed by the ongoing efforts by the state and its different actors to intimidate and persecute. A news entity over its critical reporting through a documentary. if this continues to persist, what we note is that it will be a serious threat to our right to information and freedom of speech and expression. It is, if we are also looking at, you know, just the last few months, what we've noticed is a crackdown against Al Jazeera. It's not, you know, something new here. It's also coming after actions that's been taken against Malaysia Kini over comments that were left by one of their readers against journalists such as Code Blues Bo Sulin and South China Morning Post Tashni over critical publications that they have authored. So this perhaps could indicate that there is a pattern of concerted measures being taken by the state that is perhaps aimed at silencing voices or reporting that are critical or dissenting. Now, if this, I mean, we are seriously concerned because if this really continues, our democracy will be a threat. And what would likely continue to happen is that political priorities may continue to prevail over public interest.
So looking at yesterday's raids, where do you see the investigations heading and what will it mean for the media organizations involved as well as the journalists?
It has been reported that Al Jazeera is being probed for alleged sedition, alleged defamation, and allegedly transmitting offensive content, amongst others. Yeah, I don't want to speculate, you know, further as the investigations are ongoing. But what it really does is, as it continues, it places a risk for the journalists. There's, I mean, aside from the online attacks that we are already seeing, the trolling that's been happening, there is a real likelihood that work permits may be revoked and they are likely to be deported. This is, of course, not something new again. This has happened in the past, too, during the previous Barisan National Administration, I think when the previous reports were seen as being critical, and they had, in fact, resulted in the deportation of one of their journalists for her role in the coverage. What I would like to do is also, of course, draw the attention to the fact that despite these crackdown and investigations that's really targeting Al Jazeera, other media outlets, as well as whistleblowers, all those who are associated with the documentary, what we need to also note is that to date, the government has yet to debunk Al Jazeera's claims with verifiable facts and evidence to demonstrate that, you know, the fundamental rights of the migrants have not been undermined. So we have from day one actually asked the government to conduct an independent inquiry, or conduct an investigation into the allegations, especially those that were really reported in the documentary. And any further course of action then should really be as a result of the investigation, because it seemed to be rather one-sided at the moment. You're literally attempting to silence somebody, you know, or silence a documentary, which in fact could, you know, be a form of whistleblowing in terms of the specific conditions on the ground. I'm not saying it happened or it didn't, but there has to be an independent investigation before we continue to with this crackdown.
What impact does this move have on media freedom in Malaysia? What does it signify?
It's a really, I mean, it's already creating a climate of fear, right? Because if, as I said earlier, there is already a pattern. And if we recognize really the critical role of media, you know, they basically act as conduit between connecting the people and the government. And, you know, they are the source of most of our information. You know, so we really rely on verifiable information coming from the media. So without an open media, we have a potential where an inclusive, responsible, and open government is, you know, potentially weakened. And this, within this climate of fear, you may also have media turning towards, you know, self-censorship, because they may be fear that any form of criticism or being critical of the government might place, you know, their own media at jeopardy, and they have more at stake to lose. So this self-censorship is really not going to benefit us as the public, because you have then news or information that perhaps will just take on the tone or the propaganda of the state. We have seen this, you know, already happening, you know, where the beginning of COVID pandemic in Malaysia and the lockdown, media's access were already being limited. Yeah, in March and April, media did not have access to the courts, and then subsequently, only certain state media were given access to press conferences held by Ismail Sabri. And then only state media had access to the one-day parliamentary session on 18 March. So this is already a very worrying trend. It's limiting the space for the media already.
And how do you view the fact that the authorities are extending their control beyond local media to Al Jazeera, which is an international media organization? What impact do you think this will have?
I think if we are looking at or we're really analyzing why it's Al Jazeera being targeted, or would the same have happened if it's been a local media, it's really the issue and how it had gained global attention, right? I mean, I don't want to come across as being an alarmist, but it's really placing Malaysia now in a very negative light. Light and its credibility as a reputable state can be really undermined now at the global level. So it's a concern, because obviously the media, Malaysian media or even international media, will have to conform to Malaysian laws and regulation. Yeah, what this is demonstrating is the fact that the government's attempts at silencing dissent is not limited to just local media. It's reaching out to international media too, and the message is very clear. The moment you report on something that is unfavorable and places the government perhaps in a negative role or paints a negative picture, then there is a crackdown. And if, of course, the in terms of the impact, would be the continued fear of being critical of the government. Less so, of course, of international media, but definitely this message is really loud, it's very clear, and local media now is likely to feel the threat and continue to work within certain restrictive grounds. Yeah?
What do you want to see the government doing at this point?
It's really important now that the government really move beyond, you know, their usual narrative and rhetorics about media freedom. We've heard repeatedly our Minister of Communications and Multimedia saying that, you know, Malaysia is committed to promoting free media, and they're committed to reviewing laws and, you know, that would impact or, you know, limit media in certain ways. But this has not been put in practice. Yeah, an open and independent media is necessary to really build public trust and public participation, right? So first and foremost, what we think the government should be doing really is to create an enabling environment, yeah, that media, you know, should function with independence and no fear of repercussion. That means not just the Minister of Communications and Multimedia, but the current administration as a whole must fulfill their pledges. That means they must review and amend all the restrictive laws, particularly Section 233 of the Communications and Multimedia Act. Repeal, I would say, even the Printing Presses and Publications Act. Look at repeal the Seditions Act, repeal the Official Secrets Act, and review the National Film Development Corporation Act. I mean, these are laws that they specifically have even mentioned, yeah? And meanwhile, I think it's also important, while they are moving towards, you know, review, amendment, or repeal, is to place a moratorium on the use of these laws. Because if you could, in one hand, you know, you are saying, not just in Parliament, but in news, and, you know, you're tweeting over the fact you're promoting media freedom. At the same time, almost on a weekly basis, these laws are being used, right? Now, the other thing I think it's important, especially for Malaysia to regain its credibility, yeah, not just at the national level, but also at the international level, is to really to drop all the investigation and stop all acts of intimidation and action against Al Jazeera. And you know, not to embark on similar actions that would really question the government's commitments towards media freedom. So that's really, really crucial for Malaysia to do with no further delays, actually.
Right. And we have just a little over a minute left. But what role would a media council play in this sort of situation and in preventing something like this from happening?
I think a media council is something that's, you know, that's been promoted for decades now. And we saw a move when a positive move when a pro tem committee was constituted or appointed to deliberate on the draft law, right? A media council would be a transparent and independent self-regulatory body for the industry, right? So what it would do is they would have the standards that the media would have to adhere to. And, you know, having a grievance mechanism or dispute resolution mechanism under the media council would then allow the council, which is a self-regulatory body represented by the media industry and the public and civil society, you know, to deliberate and resolve these cases. So that means it will not just be the government, you know, basically saying that, you know, or being the sole arbiter of truth. You're arbitrarily censoring or punishing the media for reporting that is considered critical of the state, right? You will have a body that is more transparent and independent deliberating on this case. And I think that's crucial and it's really fundamental because you cannot just have one side of the story. You need a balanced view, and we cannot have a situation where we continue without a media council. It's long overdue, and we already have the pro tem committee doing its job. So it's just incumbent now on the government to constitute it.
And a very quick last question before we let you go. We have this message here from Cameron Nizam that says, media want freedom to report, but they seldom apologize or make good of bad reports that they've made. How would you react to this?
I think, again, this goes back to the role of a media council. Yeah, the role of the media is to ensure ethical and responsible reporting. Okay, so that is not to say when we talk about media freedom, it's absolute, right? There are always standards that need to be maintained, code of ethics that needs to be adhered to. So when instances such as these appear, when these standards are not adhered to, that's when the media council will have an opportunity to step in and ask these media entities to, you know, take or, you know, sort of institute certain corrective actions or corrective measures.
Well, Shirla, with that said, thanks so much again for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye.
That was Shirla Naidu, Executive Director at the Centre for Independent Journalism. We have the 7:30 news coming up, after which we have Popcorn Culture. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.